We continue our learning. Lulinishmas Tavi ben Menachem Mishem Mechem Yaakov ben Bidichov. So they are wearing Makos Perigimel Mishnah Yud. Kama Malkinoso. How many lashes do we give the person who violates a negative commandment of the Torah? Arba'im Chaser Achas. Give him 40 minus 1, 39. Shneamar b'mispar arba'im. The pasuk says in Parshas Ki Seitzei b'mispar arba'im, the number 40, in the number 40, minyan, a number shu samuch la'arba'im, a number that's close to 40, that's 39. Now, if the pasuk says 40, well, how are we able to interpret the word, the phrase b'mispar arba'im to mean 39? So one interpretation of some Rishonim understand that this is really the Chachamim who are interpreting the Torah. That the Torah, this is really what the Torah means. The Torah could have written arba'im b'mispar, which would mean 40, a number, so that would be 40. But b'mispar arba'im, what the intention of the Torah is, that you're going to receive the number that is not 40, but b'mispar arba'im, the number that precedes 40, right next to 40. In fact, some have the following gear, so the following text doesn't say minyan shehu samuch l'arba'im, the number that is next to 40, but rather minyan shehu sochem es arba'im, which is the number that counts 40, the number that causes 40 to be counted right after it. So that would be the number 39. So that's in fact what the Torah meant when it wrote b'mispar arba'im instead of arba'im b'mispar. B'mispar, the number right before arba'im. According to the Rambam, though, the Chachamim are not into reinterpreting or not interpreting what the Torah had in mind. According to the Rambam, the Chachamim, in fact, the Torah says 40. But the language of arba'im b'mispar, as opposed the language of b'mispar arba'im, as opposed to arba'im b'mispar, means the following: had it said arba'im b'mispar, you have to give him 40. That would mean that you have to give the person 40 lashes, regardless of what his body is able to tolerate it. As we'll learn in the next Mishnah, we have to assess the person whether this too many malchus 39 are going to inflict such a wound where it may weaken him, and it's already jeopardizes his life, so we have to avoid that. So we're going to, if it's not 39, we go 36, 33, etc. So that is what the Torah had in mind when it said b'mispar arba'im, which means the Torah, although yes, it says arba'im b'mispar, you should give 40, but we understand b'mispar arba'im, which means the Chachamim should assess each person to see how much he's able to tolerate. That's the language arba'im b'mispar. Arba'im means arba'im is the maximum amount that you can give the person, even if you can tolerate more. But it may be b'mispar arba'im. It may be that there's a number that's even before 40 that you may have to give the person. And because that's true, and the Chachamim really now have the right not to reinterpret the psukim, but rather to assess the body. So then, what the Chachamim said was, you know, we don't want to violate the Isra of what we call the pasuk says Lo Yosef Arba'im Yakenu Arba'im Mispar, right? B'mispar Arba'im. It says B'mispar Arba'im and Arba'im Yakenu Lo Yosef. You don't want to add on. So if the shliach based in the agent of based in who's inflicting the malchus adds on an extra one, it's a Torah violation. In fact, the Isra of hitting someone is derived from that pasuk. If a shliach based in who's already punishing someone who did something wrong can't hit someone extra, so you certainly can't hit someone. So since we're afraid of that, the Chachamim decided we're never going to give more than 39 because we're afraid that maybe we're giving too much. So we'll always start at 39, which is one less, since the phrase b'mispar arba'im tells us that we have the right to assess the body. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Arba'im Shleimos Uloka. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama. The Torah says 40. We're supposed to give 40. If you give 40, though, where are you going to give that extra one? Because we'll learn later on that it has to be divisible by 3. And 1/3 is in the front on the chest. 2/3 is on the back. So where are you going to do this extra one to make it 40? Ve'echon Ulokas Ayisera. Bein Kisefav says, Rabbi Yehuda, you do it between his shoulders. Now, what's that based on? So the Gemara says, based on a pasuk in Zechariah. The pasuk in Zechariah in Perek Yud Gimel, speaking about the Navi Sheker. V'amar Elav, maha makosa ela ben yodecha. That language of ben yodecha, although it's between his hands, we're using that as well to apply here, Bein Kisefav, between his shoulders. V'amar Asher, hu kesi beis me'ahavai. What does it mean? We say to the Navi Sheker, what are these wounds that you have between your hands? And he's going to say, oh, that was struck in the house of those, based on those who love me. Now, what does it mean they love me? So the answer is because the Chacham in the Sanhedrin does love you, Mr. Navi Sheker, because the fact that they're disciplining you and they care about you and they want to set you in the right path, and so that you will get, so that you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're doing the right thing, so that's what we give you the Malkus. That's what it's there for. In fact, when the Torah speaks about Malkus, it uses the phrase Kedei Rishaso, the amount, Kedei, that is of his riches, of his wickedness. Kedai could be in the sinners like Kedai. Kedai, it's Kedai for him. It's worthwhile for him to get the Malkus. Why? Like the Rabbi Yehuda says, a base ma'ahavai, it's really the Sanhedrin loves me for giving me the Malkus. If that's true, so then, based on this pasuk, we not only give him 40, but we give him Beit Kesefav, based on the phrase here, Ben Yadecha, and that we find in Zechariah. Perek, Gimel, Mishnah, Yud Aleph. Ein omdin oso ele b'makos ha-ru'uyos le'hishtalesh. As we said, we assess the body and make sure that they are divisible by three. They give one-third is in the front of the body, on the chest, and two-thirds on the back. Amdu l'kabal ha-barim. Let's say they assess that the body could handle 40, which means 39. Look, a mixas, if he starts, and they start giving him lashes, Ram, when they realize in the middle, no, he's not going to be able to tolerate all 39. So at that point, putter. He's going to be putter. We don't say, well, let's give him a rest, and then we'll give him another set of malchus. Once he had what he had, even though we evaluated him that he can handle 39, he's going to be putter. We're yotze. Amduhu lekabel shmon esrei. Let's say he assessed him to that he can handle 18. It could be any number, just as divisible by 3. Mishelaka amushiyacholu lekabel abroim. After he's getting hit, we realize, oh, he could have tolerated more. Why'd we say 18? He can handle 39. He can handle 21 or something like that. Halacha is as well that you putter. That's what they do. You don't give him any more malchus. You assessed him that way in the beginning. So then. That's all they get. Let's say, though, they realized that he could really handle more. They assessed him one way, and then before they started giving him Malkus, said, you know what? We think he can tolerate more. So then, of course, you need to give him more. You have to reassess it. Then the Mishnah says, Avar Aver Sheish Bar Shnei Lavin. Let's say a person violates an Aver that has two Lavin, so he's supposed to get two set of Malkus. That's a lot of Malkus, 39 times two. Amduo Medechad. So what do? They evaluated him one assessment. Loke upato. So what happened? Let's say, take our case from the previous Mishnah. He was plowing with the shor v'chamor, and he's covering the seeds doing the violin in kelayim. Very nice. One act is chayv, two sets of makos. And what do they evaluate him? So they said, well, they evaluate him both sets of makos at that time. And they realized, you know, he can handle more than 39. We'll give him 39. And then he can get, let's say he can handle 3 for the second set. So we give him 42. So, and if you give him 42, that counts for the second set. And then he's going to be potter. But vimlah, but let's say they assessed him and realized, you know what? He can't handle another set of 39 plus another 3. He can only handle a 40, can only handle 41, but not 42. So now he's not even in the game for the second set. So then he ends up losing out. Here is someone now, because he could only handle 39 and not 40 and not 42. So we give him 39 and then we give him a break, so then we say loke, as Mishnah says in Lav, loke, get to 39 or it's less. Let's say he can only handle 18, 21, 33, whatever it is, and that's for the first set. V'chozev loke, and after he recovers, based him now, we value him again and give him another set for the second avera.